We need wisdom, we need power, to love for each other. We have had so many big and empty words. So we come before your face, asking for your grace. Take your people to a better state of life. Restore your church again. Touch your people once again with your precious holy hands. We pray, may your kingdom shine upon this earth. Oh, a living, glorious church, not for temporary needs, oh, but to restore authority and power. Let your mighty rushing wind blow, oh, touch your people once again. Hallelujah. Lord, we see your tired servants, your broken, wounded soldiers. Oh, how much we need your precious healing hand. We need the power of the cross. That's the only source for us when we stand up facing final battle cries. Oh, your church again. Oh, touch your people. Touch your people once again. Oh, with your precious holy hands, we pray that your kingdom shine upon this earth. Touch your people, Lord. Touch your people once again. Oh, with your precious holy hands, we pray. May your kingdom shine upon this earth. You are living, glorious church.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to be part of this song. That's why I needed to come out. Oh, praise the Lord.
So we come before your face, asking for
your
grace.
Oh, Lord, touch your people tonight.
Take your people to a state of touch your people. Touch your people once again. Oh
glory be to
your
name.
Precious holy
hand. Sing that song from your heart. Sing it from your heart. Believing that tonight the Lord will touch you in a special way. Oh, glory be to His name.
Glorious church.
Oh, hallelujah.
Not for temporary.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Needs, oh, but to restore authority.
Once
again, oh, touch your people once again.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus,
touch your people. Oh,
let that your mighty hand,
your precious holy hand,
your hands of healing, your hands of blessing, your hands of grace. Oh, let it be extended unto your children tonight. Glory be to His name. Oh, with your precious holy hand, we pray, may your kingdom stand upon this earth through the living glory of faith, not for temporary deed, but to restore authority and power. Oh, let a mighty rushing wind blow in now. Let it blow in now. Let it blow in now. Hallelujah. Leave the words for me. Leave the words here for me. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, touch your people once again, Lord. With your precious holy hands, we pray, oh God. That's why we're here tonight. May your kingdom shine upon us this on earth this evening. True a living, glorious church. Not for a temporary deed. Oh, that's why I'm looking at not for a temporary deed.
Amen.
But to restore
Amen.
Authority and power.
Hallelujah.
Let mighty rushing Hallelujah. Wind blowing now.
Amen.
Just like on the upper room, what Amen. Happened there. That Amen. Experience, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Touch your people once Amen. Again tonight, Lord.
Yes, Father.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of our Lord Amen. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. That your hands of grace is always available unto
Amen.
Us. Even as you said, grace is always abundant to
yes,
God.
Jesus.
And it's always sufficient for us,
Amen.
Lord. That's why we meet here this night, Lord.
Amen.
Father, it has been your will, O God.
Amen.
Father, we thank you, we bless you. The Lord, this night, O God, sweep over your children.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, not something for a temporary deed, O God.
Yes, Jesus.
But something to restore, O Lord, authority and power.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, our possessions, Lord,
Amen.
That we are looking for tonight, Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever the enemy has taken from us, Lord. Oh, Father, we are asking for a restoration.
Amen.
In the
Amen.
Name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. For tonight, O God, that your grace has brought us together again.
Amen.
We bless your wonderful name, O Lord. Thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. How many love him?
Amen.
Oh, glory be to his name. Thank you, musicians. Oh, when I was in there, I said, oh my, I need to go out and be part of this song.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we turn for the Lord's presence in our midst tonight, because his word always assures us that where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in their midst. We thank the Lord. God, Richie, bless you for coming. And let's take our Bibles and let's read something from the Lord. Let's turn to Revelation 2.
verse 4. Let's hear the word of God. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Let's bow down. Lord, we thank you for your word of life, O God. Father, we've just read your word. And one thing the prophet said, even a little word hangs our eternal destination. We've read just a short text, O God. But Lord, we know it hangs our eternal destination. Father, let the Holy Spirit lay hands upon this word of God and make it alive unto us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you. Oh, the Lord loves you. Do you love him also? He first loved you, my brother. He first loved you, my sister. And it is always his grace. Amen. God richly for you for coming. And the text looks so short, but as the prophet said, even one word, it hangs our eternal destination. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please, can you give me the pyramid? Now, we went through the stature of a perfect man, building a house for God. And I believe we are now, we've built that house. And God has found a dwelling place. Hallelujah. Amen. How many feel the Lord, that the Lord has taken his place in his life or her life? Amen. And we cannot fail also to look at the churches and even with their messengers. And what we are going to actually go through is all about, as the prophet titled it, the complaints of God. The complaints of God. In every church age, God had a complaint. Praise the Lord. And we are starting from what? Ephesus. Looking at what? The pyramid. A complaint of God. And what the prophet, the complaint of God for the church of Ephesus was that thou hast left thy first love. Thou hast left your first love. And the prophet said, to understand this, you must realize that the Spirit is not speaking to the original saints of Ephesus alone. Amen. Amen. This message is to the entire age. Amen. See?
Hallelujah.
That you, thou, has left your first love. He said it was not only solely to the Ephesus church, but to the whole, to our even this time that we are living in, my brother. Amen. So we got to look at these things closely. First love. And what is that? That is what we are going to look through. But it will take us all over and then bring us back to that same place again. Amen. Amen. And the prophet said, you see, history keeps repeating itself. Is that in the generation of Israel, we will see revival in one generation only to see the fire fading in the next. In the life of Israel, one time you hear Israel as an all-conquering nation, conquering their enemies, Then another time, you see them in captivity. Praise the Lord. One time you see them conquering the enemies. Then another time, they are what? They are taken into captivity. Revival at one time, and then the revival fades off. The fire fades off. Fading. He said, the fire's fading. Amen. Amen. But one thing, praise be to God. In all their captivity, there is always a light. Amen. In that captivity. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You will at least get a small group or one or two people who will never defile themselves. Amen. I love that, my brother, my sister. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. In captivity, the light, at least there will be one that will hold on to God. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you see the type? Bring it to our time now. Look at the situation that the world is in now. Praise the Lord. Look at the Christendom. Look at the churches. Look at the people that say they believe in God. Now, even standing at the pulpits, homosexuals standing at the pulpits. The other time I was reading, a minister blessing his own son, a homosexual, in the church. Oh my God. But in all this, there is always a light somewhere. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And you are that light. Amen. You are that light, my sister. Amen. You are that light, my brother. Amen. That is why we must what? Let our light shine. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because in the history of Israel, those who were the lights in captivity, they always maintain the light. What? To be what? To be shining. Amen. Amen. Look at Daniel. Look at the three Hebrew children. Praise God. Amen. They will not bow. They will not defile themselves. You are that light, my brother. In this situation, this world of sin that we are living in, we are the light. So let your light shine amongst all men. That they will see the good works of your Father. Oh, my brother. There is a responsibility upon us. The prophet was saying, he said, you start out with truly born again believers. And when the next generation comes along, they are no longer Christians. But they have taken denominational name. And now they are called Baptists, Methodists, and so on. The original fire has died down. They are not the same anymore. My brother, let's bring everything right into our midst here. I wasn't here when this church started. But those who started it, look back and look now. What do you see? Are you moving forward? Praise the Lord. Amen. I wasn't here. Brother Vlad, you are here? I know Brother Wilma was here. I know Brother George was here. So they could give the right answer. Is it the same? Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Does it? It is the word of God. the fire fading off. That's what the prophet is saying here. He said, you start out with truly born-again believers. And then the next thing, you see, the original fire has died down. They are not the same anymore. Look at empty seats here. Praise the Lord. Anyway, we know that many, many, many have good reasons why they are not here. May the Lord bless them where they are. Let the Lord give the same blessing that we receive here. Let it be their portion also in Jesus' name. We really love everybody. Praise the Lord. He said, so it was with what? The church age. That we see in Ephesus, God was complaining about what? Thou hast left thy first love. We are going to come to what actually the prophet means, or what God actually means by this. But one thing the prophet said again, he said, another thing that you must take notice. The prophet said, salvation is not passed on. See? Salvation is not passed on. I believe this message. My boy is sitting at the corner over there. The only thing is my responsibility to bring him to what? To the knowledge of this message. But he has a free moral agency. Amen. To deny or to accept. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, I know every parent here. It is every parent's prayer to see that his or her children will receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. But meanwhile, the honors is theirs. Yes. To believe or to reject. And so, the prophet says, salvation is not passed on. Like an inheritance. See? The queen can pass the crown over to her son. See? And then the son will pass. That's what they've passed all these 8 years. They've been passing and passing and passing. But salvation cannot be what? Cannot be passed on. That is why my children, the young ones, are not here. But let them know that, look, I will do everything. Parents, tell them, I will do everything. I will be praying for you. I love you. I want your salvation. Amen. But meanwhile, that's all I can do. That I pray God to have mercy for you to receive. But now it is up to you, Naomi, for you to receive. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, and then he said, the same thing also applies to what? Apostolic succession. See? Like, who made Peter, the first vicar, or the Pope in Rome. And so from that period, the apostolic succession is what? Has been following. Well, from one Pope to another, up to today. The prophet said, isn't the word. That's not the word. Amen. But meanwhile, let's look at what God sends to the church. Let's turn to our reading of the book again. Let's turn to Revelation. Let's turn to Revelation 1. Today it looks as if there are a lot of things and we may not be able, but we will reach a point where we will surrender ourselves to prayer and bring all our requests and everything to the Lord. Amen. Reading from verse 16. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. As present, the past, present, and future. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. See? The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Amen. So God sends not a pope or a bishop, but he sends what? Angels. And these angels are what? Messengers. Oh, praise the Lord. So the prophet said, he has said, there with is him with the seven stars in his right hand. And he said, the right hand or arm signifies what? Power and authority of God. The right hand, it signifies what? Power and authority. So the prophet brought Psalm 44:3, which says, for he got the land in possession not by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but the right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast what? Favor unto them. Amen. Amen. That's Psalm 44:3. And so, we see that God's messengers, they have the authority and power of God. Amen. And the prophet said, they go forth in the fire and power of the Holy Ghost with the word. The messengers, they go forth in with the word, the fire and power of the Holy Ghost. And then these stars, because they reflect light, is that the light that they reflect are not their own light. Amen. Amen. The stars, is that the light that they reflect is not their own light. That means the message they bring is not their own message. But they receive the light from the sun. And the sun types what? Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so they reflect the authority and power of what? Of Christ. It's not their own authority. It's not their own power. Amen. Hallelujah. An example is what? The moon. See? The moon has no light of its own. But it reflects. It's the sun that the sunlight is for the moon to reflect. Praise the Lord. The moon has no light of its own. And so the prophet was saying here that the sun represents what? Christ. And the moon, the church. Praise God. He said the sun represents Christ and the moon, the church. So the church, therefore, has no light of its own, but it reflects Christ, the sun. S-U-N. Amen. So the church must reflect something. The church must reflect what? Christ. And the question always we need to ask ourselves is this church, when we talk about church, my brother, it's not this building. It's you seated there. It's you and me. We must reflect the light that we are receiving. We must reflect Christ, because your life shows what kind of light you are receiving. Amen. He said, so in the absence of the sun, that means in the absence of Christ, what happens? Night falls. Night has fallen now. Darkness covered the face of the earth. And then the moon, which is the church, is supposed to brighten that darkness. Amen. He said the moon is part of the sun, and the church is part of Christ. Praise God. And while the absence of Christ, the church must reflect his light. Then as sure as we can see the moon shining, it knows the sun is shining somewhere. So as long as the moon is shining, then the sun is shining somewhere. So it is with us that if the church, as long as the church is reflecting the light of Christ, Christ is alive somewhere. Amen. Amen. Christ is not dead.
Amen.
He is alive.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And so the sun reflecting the life of Christ, it shows that Christ is alive.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
So
when we come back to the messengers, we come to Ephesus. And the messenger of that church was our brother Paul. Amen. And the prophet spoke a little about Paul here. He said Paul was a man of the law because he was taught under the great all-time famous Gamaliel. And he was one of the best known of that day. That Gamaliel was what? That great teacher of the law. And Paul was well schooled in those things. See? Paul was schooled in those things. Because the man was a doctor and a professor in law. And the law of what? The law of Moses. So that is what he taught Paul. So Paul was a man of what? Of the law. Praise the Lord. So was what? Moses also. Moses was schooled in what? Pharaoh's palace.
Yes.
And he was taught the acts of what? Egypt. Not the acts of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But you see, look at these two people. The prophet was saying something. Look at these two people. One thing about them, they were what? They were doing it in the wrong way. But one thing about them was that they were what? They had a zeal for God.
Amen.
Sincerely, they had zeal for God. And so, my brother, the thing is, even if you are in the wrong, God is looking at your heart. What actually you are desiring to do. Amen. They were in the wrong, but because they had a zeal for God, God knew their sincerity, how they loved God. But they were in the wrong. And in this way, God got to do what? Got to open their eyes for them to see the truth. So my brother, even if we are in the wrong, when God looks at our heart, he will surely put us on the what? On the right path of righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Even what, if our, as tonight we are going to pray. See? He is there to what? To supply our needs.
Yes. Amen.
He will not fail it. Because he's seeing how we really loved him. He's looking at that. Why you weren't what? In your home by now sleeping. But you've come seated here. Listening. Oh, praise the Lord. So whatever God has for you will surely come to pass. And then we see that Paul, this Paul we are talking about, the Apostle Paul, we all know the story, what happened on the road to Damascus. When he met the light, that changed his life. And we also, we have been on that road to Damascus many times.
Amen.
And tonight, the light is here.
Hallelujah.
Let us also make a U-turn.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
As Paul did, the messenger of what? the first church. And then the prophet talked about something about Paul here. He said about his ministering. And we are all ministers. It's not the one who is standing behind the pulpit alone is a minister. We all are ministers.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because our life also will be what? Preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Our life, people are looking at it.
Amen.
And seeing what? Christ in us. Amen. So we are all ministers. We are ministering in different ways. The way how we talk. The way how we do things. We are telling people who we are, whom we are worshiping. And so let's look at what the prophet was saying about the ministering of Paul. He said, his manner of ministering set the pattern that all future messengers were to aspire to, and actually set the pattern for every true minister of God. Though he would not attain so much a height in prophetic as Paul did, Paul's ministry had threefold quality. And it is as follows. He said Paul's ministry had threefold. And the first one was that Paul was absolutely true to the word. He never deviated from it, no matter what it will cost. Amen. That was the first thing about what Paul. He will never deviate from the word. And he was absolutely always true to the word. No matter how it is going to cost him. My brethren, this is one of the challenges we have now.
Amen.
That we will not deviate from the word.
Amen.
No matter how much it's going to cost us.
Amen.
No matter how much it's going to cost your time.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You will not deviate.
Yes.
Tonight, my brother, my sister, take notice of this.
Amen.
And as you get into prayer, take all this into notice. That you will stay with the word. Lord, help me never to deviate from the truth. Let me stay by the word of God. That's the ministering I'm looking for my life to portray. That I will not deviate from the word. I will stay true to the word of God. Amen. And so Paul said, even me, when I come back again to change what I have already taught you, let me be accursed. Staying right with what? The word. He will never change it.
Yes.
Now the second one, he said his ministry was in the power of the Spirit, thereby demonstrating the spoken and the written word. See? Demonstrating. Let our life demonstrate. Let our life, brother, my sister. See, when we get out from here, anywhere we go, at our working places, in the streets, in the market, in the shops, everywhere.
Yes.
My brother, you will meet one or two things, but your reaction, people are watching. Let somebody say, this woman has been able to endure this provocation. My. Let us demonstrate that we are Christians, we are believers, we are sons and daughters of God. The demonstration. Amen.
Amen.
First, don't deviate from the truth. Stay by the word. Number two, demonstrate the very word that have been taught you, the very word that you have here, demonstrate it. And then the third, he says, he had the evident fruit.
Amen.
Amen. Evident fruit.
Amen.
See? And when we say the evident fruit, it takes us back to what? The fruits of the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. You know the fruits of the Spirit? Oh, praise the Lord. In Galatians, let's look at it. God bless you. Let's look at it, Galatians. Galatians 5, 22. The fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. And so, my brother, you see that all these comes right back to what? The stature of a perfect man again. Amen. Amen. See? It comes back right to what? The stature of a perfect man again. Amen. The fruits of the Spirit. Amen. We must have evidence of that. That we are the house, the temple of God. Amen. That the Almighty God is dwelling right in us. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And so before we still go on to the first love, we must not fail to look at the acts of the other apostles also in the first age. Amen. Amen. There are many of them. But let's look at one in Acts 5. Let's look at one in Acts 5. That's all was in what? The Ephesian church. How? Because that is the foundation. Amen. And we have already done the foundation, which is faith. So the church of Ephesus was the foundation. The first church. Oh, praise God. Let's look at Acts 5. And let's read something from verse 17. Or let's start from 16. He said, there came also multitude out of the cities around about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, everyone. Amen. At the Acts of the Apostles. Amen. They were all healed. Amen. Yes. Amen. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. See, your life must what? Actually, let somebody feel really betrayed. Amen. That I'm living what? In the wrong way. Amen. But here, it was completely an envy. And laid hands on the apostles, you see, and put them in the common prison. Look at the way how they suffered. They were put in prison. But no one will even arrest you and put you in prison because you are what? You are worshiping God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my brother, amen. Let's look at the first church. The things that they went through. My brother, but the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, you see, look at it, my brother. So no matter condition, situation, that the spiritual prison that the devil will put you, tonight, my brother, there is an angel that is going to bring you out. Because he's the same God. As I'm saying all these things, my brother, you know the prayer that is going in within me. Something is going within me for my own son in Ukraine. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to tell you a testimony.
Amen.
You know, my brother, my son was in Simferopol, the very place where the standoff started. But listen, before the Russians came in. Something happened. My son was transferred from his school, the university, to another one. He left Crimea all out. 3 days, the Russian army were there. Praise the Lord. He's out of Crimea. Now Crimea is Russia. And the university now, when he called his friends over there, he said, brother, they've told us now they are going to change all our syllabus and everything to suit that of what? Everything is in confusion over there. My brother, before this world will turn to ashes,
Amen.
God will take his children out.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is what? A proof.
Amen.
That God will never leave us here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
3 days, the Russians came in. And now, all others, they are locked up. Now, Crimea has become what? Russia. But before it happened, God knew
Amen.
His children. He made him to... Something that happened, you cannot understand.
Amen.
He was what? He was taken out
Amen.
Before.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
My brother, he's alive.
Amen.
He's alive.
Amen.
And his works are the same today.
Amen.
And so, when they were put in prison... An angel went and brought them out. And now let's look at the way how it even happened.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And then the angel told them, verse 20, go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the ways of this life. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
From prison back to what? To stand at the temple.
Amen.
That means no fear.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The very people that have been arrested. The next thing is, when you escape from prison, what do? You run away and go and hide somewhere.
Amen.
Isn't it?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
No. That is not for God.
Amen.
God says, go and expose
Amen.
Yourself and continue preaching
Amen.
In my name.
Hallelujah.
Mm. And when they heard that they entered into the temple early, when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. You see, they were listening to the word of God without any fear.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, tonight, take away every fear from
Amen.
Your heart.
Amen.
Take away every doubt from your heart.
Amen.
That whatever prison that the enemy has locked you in, an angel today is taking you out.
Amen.
Now, let the whole world know. Say, I am released.
Amen.
Tonight, just say, I'm released, Satan. Get out.
Amen.
I've been released.
Amen.
Amen. Mm. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called counsel together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. You see? But when the officers came, and found them not in the prison,
Amen.
They returned and told, saying, the prison truly found, we shut with all safety. See, the prison doors were all shut with safety. And the keepers standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. They went, the doors were everything, the way how they put them in, locked the whole place. And the soldiers that they put at the door to watch over them, everything was intact.
Amen.
But when they opened, there was no one in.
Amen.
Oh, my sister, you are out of that prison.
Amen.
You are out of that prison tonight, my sister. My brother, you are out of that prison.
Amen.
It is not your place.
Amen.
Amen. Now, when the high priest and the captains of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. See, how could this thing happen? How could it happen? Then came one and told them, saying, "Behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people." Oh, hallelujah. That same God.
Amen.
It is the same tonight.
Amen.
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 Oh, you stand upon higher grounds.
Amen.
You never be what? The tail.
Amen.
You be the head.
Amen.
Amen. Then when the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people lest they should what? Have been stoned. See, now they asked them to go and bring them back. So you know what they did? No violence. The chief priest says, you people come. The chief priest said, we should come and call you before. Please, let's go, please. No violence, no ki-ki-ki-ki. Because if they do that, the people will do what? The people will stone them. So with all what? Calmness, no violence. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
When the enemy is coming back to you, he say, oh, please.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He cannot come with what? Authority again.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Because angels are around you.
Amen.
And when they had brought them, they set them before the council and the high priest and asked them, saying, did not we strictly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Oh, my brother, let's fill Dublin. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's fill Dublin.
Amen.
With a true life.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Let's demonstrate something in Dublin here.
Amen.
That there are the children of God somewhere.
Amen.
That there is a light somewhere. There are people that will have not defiled themselves. There are people that stand by the word of God. They never deviate from it.
Hallelujah.
They are demonstrating.
Amen.
And they have what? The fruit to demonstrate, to show.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Then Peter and other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
In their face.
Amen.
Say, we got to obey God. Oh, rather than a man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now let's go down to 34. Because, and listen to Gamaliel, that teacher of Paul. Then stood there up one of the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little what? Space. He said, look, they had wanted to what? Send them back to prison. He said, hey, look, let's wait. Give them time. Let's watch something. Don't do it. And he said unto them, ye men of Israel, take heed to yourself that ye intend do what ye intend to do as touching these men. Take notice, take heed. For before these days rose up Tudas, boasting himself of to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered and brought to naught. Gamaliel was giving an example. He said, you know, somebody rose up, told us, and he had a number of followers. It didn't do anything. They were all killed. Amen. Then he said, after this, a man rose up, Judas of Galilee, in the days of the taxin, and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. My brother, if it is not of God, it will not work.
Amen.
Let us not follow something that is not of God.
Because it has an end, it will perish.
Amen.
Amen. Then 38. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be God, ye cannot overthrow it. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Lest haply ye be found even to fight against God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If we are of God, no one can overthrow us. If we will what? We will be for God. No one can overthrow us. The enemy can never overcome us, my brother. My sister, tonight as you get yourself into prayer, take this into notice. Amen. And so all these things, see? The foundation that was laid, it was what? Fire. It was all fire. Amen. That's what the prophet was saying. Then another generation, you see the whole this fire world cooling off. The whole thing cooling off. And then the prophet, one time, he was giving, let's listen to what he said in the book of Hebrews. One time, the prophet went back to Jeffersonville. And he had grown a little bit lean. And he was telling the congregation that he had lost almost, what, 20 pounds from his rounds that he went. And one brother, he said, brothers, one of the brothers told Brother Branham, he said, Brother Branham, I notice what you do. You put your whole heart into it. You put so much into it. And then the prophet said, that's the only way you can do a right kind of a job for the Lord. Amen. That is the only right way you can do a kind of what? That's the only way you can do a right kind of a job for the Lord. Amen. To put the whole. He said, they told him, you put too much into the work. The prophet said, that is the right thing to do. He said, everything that you got, put everything you got right to the forefront for Christ. All your strength, all your soul, all your heart, all your mind, everything that you got, put them. Amen. If you want to read it, it's Hebrews chapter 1, the eighth verse. Amen. He said, when you are doing anything, do it right or don't do it at all. See? Just leave it alone.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You are going to be a Christian. Put everything that you've got to Christ. That's your time, your talent, your everything. Amen. This is a message for us, my brother, tonight.
Amen.
Let's try to live that way. Just do something. Just testify or do something for the kingdom of God. Whatever you got, put it to use in God's service.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So now, what happened in the first church? After all the zeal for God and the sacrifices the apostles did, what happened? The original fire died down. They were not the same anymore. So in the church age, so is the church age. He said, Ephesus, they have left their first what? First love. So how did the prophet explain this first love? He said, the fervent desire to please God was no more. The fervent desire to please God.
the seven book, the seven church ages. I didn't write the verse, but when you look at the complaints of God, I think the second chapter, the complaints of God, the second chapter. He said, they have left the first love. And so the first love is what? As the fervent desire to please God. Amen. It's no more there. Fervent desire to Amen. Please God. Yes. How fervent are we? How fervent are we? Yes. But before, when you started this church, it was on fire, eh? Praise the Lord. Because I looked through one of the, I was looking through the YouTube, and I saw the way how many of you, they were singing here. Oh, I could see real joy in this house. I could see Brother Wilmore and the sisters singing, and all the sisters, I've never heard them singing, but I saw them even standing here singing. Oh, praise the Lord. But today, it looks as if, anyway, the revival is coming. I see that the revival is coming back. Oh, praise the Lord. Brother, I understand Brother Jesse is now in charge of the women and this thing. He should put fire. We want to hear the sisters, amen, doing their own ministry also. It's not a question of always coming to sit down. Sister Naomi, one of these days you come and give us a song, eh? To praise God. Oh, Sister Tara, I want to see you singing one of these days.
Amen.
That's your ministry.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. You do it.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And then he said, the passion to know his word. See? The passion to know his word. Unless we come to church, that somebody takes his or her Bible to look into it. When he goes home, that's the end. There's no passion to know. You don't read the message books. No passion. It's killing what? The fire in you. It's killing the fire in you, my brother, my sister. Don't let us allow the things of this world, the load of this world. It's so heavy. It's Pharaoh's job.
Amen.
But brethren, let us what? Die a little.
Hallelujah.
Even after you have come out from work, so tired, take your Bible.
Amen.
Take a message book.
Amen.
Get on your knees.
Amen.
Pray. Let the house be on fire.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that Satan can never have any chance to enter
Amen.
That house.
Amen.
Because you have called a pillar of fire down.
Amen.
The whole house has been charged.
Amen.
Who? What kind of devil can enter there?
Amen.
Let's have the passion to know his word. And then he said, the cry. The next one is that the cry for reaching out in the spirit.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my brother, let us ask prayer. Prayer. Get yourself, make sure that every time your whole body has been taken over by the spirit.
Amen.
Through prayer. Getting yourself into prayer, my brother, my sister. Oh, hallelujah. He said, all begin to fade. See, all begin to fade. And instead of the church being on fire with the fire of God, it has cooled off and become a bit formal. See, that was the problem. My brother, my sister, we are not going to allow this house that we have built. Amen. We are not going to allow it to what? To fall.
Amen.
it should stand. Let your faith be strong, my brother, the foundation. Let's keep the house in order. My brother, tonight, the Lord says he's that same God. That even when, if you are in a spiritual prison, he said he's here tonight. He will get you out. Amen. Even believe that you are already out.
Amen.
Before even you stand to pray tonight. You are already out, my brother, my sister. And whatever request that is upon your heart, believe that he's the same God tonight.
Amen.
He's here to answer everything that you put before him.
Amen.
God is looking at what? All the time, your time that you have taken to be here, God will look at it.
Amen.
And tonight, all what you have heard from him, the Lord, I don't want to be cooling off.
Amen.
Renew me tonight.
Amen.
Lord, I want to be on fire.
Amen.
I don't want to deviate from your word, O God. I want my life to demonstrate to God. I want to have the fruits,
Amen.
The evidence in my life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. The stature of a perfect man.
Hallelujah.
I want to see my faith, my virtues, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, and brotherly kindness. And above all, oh God, oh the capstone
Amen.
To come
Amen.
Upon me, the love of God.
Amen.
That faileth not.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. May the musicians come forward, please. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
How many believe
Amen.
That tonight the Lord is able
Amen.
In every situation?
Amen. Hallelujah.
My brother, tonight, just say something to him.
Amen.
Tonight, just say something to him. Believe it. Believe that you have what? You have been what? Released from every prison of the enemy. You are free tonight.
Amen.
Free tonight.
Amen.
You have every liberty now to speak to him.
Amen.
He's that same God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. As you just
the
get
love
yourself.
Of God is greater far and tongue open. Can ever tell. It goes beyond
the highest star,
oh, the highest star,
and reaches to
the lowest hell, oh,
the guilty bird, bow down with me. God gave his son to win. He's a rich child. He reconciled.
Hallelujah.
And pardoned for.
Yeah.
Oh, love of God. Oh, love of God.
Oh,
to ride, oh, love of God.
Alléluia.
Love of God, so rich and pure,
hallelujah,
that endures unto everything. My brother, my sister, tonight, God says he has a complaint that we have left the first love.
Hallelujah.
We've left the first love, and that is what God is particular about for this church tonight, as the fervent desire to please God, the passion to know his word, and the cry for reaching out in the spirit. All these is fading. The fire, the original fire, is dying down. It's dying down, my brother, my sister. How is the fire burning within you? Ask yourself, how is the fire burning in you? Because it has to take this. If the authority and power is in you, then when you speak to this mountain, be ye removed. Because it has to take that authority. It has to take that power. And how can it come? It can come only when we, our fervency, our desire to please God. And he said,
hallelujah,
it's just by faith. Without faith, you cannot please God. Have faith in him. And then the passion to know his word, that we will dedicate ourselves to meditate upon his word day and night. And to reach out. Cry, reaching out in the spirit. that we should not cease in praying. Cease not in praying.
Hallelujah.
Let us be what? Prayer warriors. It is only by prayer that we can speak to Him. That is the only channel that we can speak with our God. But if there is no reaching out in that spirit, how can we reach out for the things that He has provided for us? Brethren, reach out tonight. Reach out tonight. I love the last song we sang, the worship. It said, touch your people once again. Lord, touch your people. Touch me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
As even you touched Isaiah and you took away every iniquity out of him. Lord, touch me. Touch me tonight.
Hallelujah.
I confess, I have not been fervent. Touch me, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
The God that touched Isaiah will touch you tonight. He will take you out from that prison.
Touch your people once again.
Has come tonight, Lord Savior.
Touch your people once again.
Help us, Savior. Lord, that we take, Lord, sincere. Lord, and seriously, Lord Savior, this situation, Lord Savior. Lord, and turn, Lord Savior, to our first works, Lord.
Touch
Lord,
your people
run away from
again.
That old, Lord Savior. Cursed world, Lord Savior. And Lord, turn again, Lord Savior, to the life that you want.
Touch your people
Lord,
once
God.
Again.
We ask your grace, Lord. We ask your mercy in thy holy name, Jesus.
Touch your people once again. Touch your people once again. Only the chorus. Touch your people.
We need.
Touch your people.
We need wisdom. We need power. True love for each other. Oh, how many big and empty words. Though we come before your face, asking for your grace, take your people to a plate of fruitful life, restore your church again. Oh, touch your people, touch your people once again.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, God.
With your precious holy hands, we pray, may your kingdom shine upon this earth, through a living, glorious church.
Hallelujah.
Our temple, temporary
needs. Lord, what your children have asked. Let it not be just a temporary
temple,
but restore unto them, O God. Restore unto us, Lord Jesus.
Let your mighty rushing wind blow.
Hallelujah.
Oh, touch your people once again.
Thank you, my God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, you see your tired servants, broken, wounded soldiers. Oh, how much we need your precious healing hands.
We need your healing,
we
oh God.
We need the power of the cross.
Let it
that's
come upon
the
us,
only
Lord.
Source for us when we stand up facing final battle cry.
Oh,
your church again. Oh, touch your people. Touch your people once again.
Oh, glory be to your name.
With your precious holy hands.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
May your kingdom shine upon the earth.
number one.
You are living, glorious King. Oh, not for temporary.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh,
shall we stand? Shall we stand?
But to restore authority and power, let your mighty rushing wind blow.
Oh, hallelujah!
Touch
thank
your people
you.
Once again.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name.
Even as the psalmist wrote in the Psalms that when they stood by the rivers of Babylon,
yes,
they wept so sorrow,
hallelujah,
and they remembered Zion.
Amen.
Lord, oh God, we see history repeating itself again.
Amen.
Father, even as we stand here and are reminded of our first love,
yes,
in our heart, Lord, there's a weeping, Lord, when we remember those days.
Yes,
and Father, we're just yearning tonight, Lord, groaning in our hearts, Lord, desiring,
amen,
those former days once again.
Oh, hallelujah.
But tonight we are encouraged, Lord, knowing from your scriptures that you are the Lord of Jeremiah.
Amen.
For you promised, Lord, in the word that you would restore, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, you said you would restore the years that the cankerworm and the caterpillar,
yes,
has eaten. And Father, we are groaning for those days.
Amen.
Even Father, we see, Lord, oh God, the evidence of that restoration taking place, Father.
Hallelujah.
For Lord, oh God, there's a deep in us calling, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, and we know that there's a deep to respond,
amen,
Lord. Father, we know you are more than willing to restore unto us, Lord, all the joy,
yes,
that the
Jesus
devil has robbed away from us,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, you gave us the joy, Lord. And Father, oh God, somehow we lost it, Father.
Mm-hmm.
But we are so glad that you are restoring amongst us once,
amen,
again. Oh, Father, may you touch us even as the song says.
Yes,
touch us once again, oh Lord.
Amen.
Touch us, Lord, that we may have so much,
amen,
love for one another,
hallelujah,
Lord. That, Father,
hallelujah,
the devil would have no chance to come in between
in
once
the
more.
Name of Jesus.
Father,
amen,
so much love, Lord, that the church will be a glorious,
oh,
thing.
Yes,
a true representation of you, Lord, upon,
amen,
this place, Lord. That we may be a light shining,
amen,
high and bright, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Reflecting your light to the world, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Father, for the wayfaring man.
Amen.
That, Father, they will be able to come and see how good you are, oh,
amen,
Father.
Jesus,
they would be able, Lord, to know that you are a living God today,
amen,
oh, Father. For indeed you are living, Lord. You are not dead, Father.
Amen.
Lord, we see it in our lives, Lord.
Hallelujah.
How like Peter and the apostles, Lord, were in the prison house, Lord.
Yes,
you sent an angel and set them free.
Amen.
Father, we too were in the house of bondage,
oh,
the prison,
Lord,
house
have
of the
mercy,
devil.
Oh God.
Lord, and you send your angel with a message,
oh,
to,
yes,
set us free,
God,
oh God.
Amen.
And that message is still setting people free tonight,
yes, Lord.
Lord. Father, and I pray, Lord, that if there be any in here, Lord, Lord, Father, in the prison house of sickness, in the prison,
oh,
house of,
yes,
worry, Lord,
Lord,
in the prison house of joblessness,
yes,
in the prison,
amen,
house, Lord, of poverty,
yes,
Father,
Lord,
may you set them free.
In the name,
Lord,
of Jesus,
know this
Christ,
word is a powerful word, Lord.
In the name of
it
Jesus,
it changes things, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord,
and we are clinging onto it tonight, Lord,
oh, yes,
that,
Lord,
you may set us free, O God,
amen,
free from the bondages,
hallelujah,
of sin,
oh,
Lord,
hallelujah,
free, Lord, from barren wombs,
oh,
Lord.
Yes, oh God.
Free, oh God,
yes,
from,
Lord,
the spirit of weariness, Lord,
yes, Lord,
the spirit of slumbering.
Amen.
May you set us free, Lord, and,
oh,
set our,
hallelujah,
hearts on fire. Lord, oh God, I am willing tonight, Lord. Father, it's your prophet taught us, Lord, that the Lord is looking for one man that is willing to surrender completely.
Yes.
Father, here we are standing tonight in this place, Lord.
Oh,
Father, committing ourselves unto you tonight. That, Father, have your way with us, Lord. Whatever it takes, Lord, we are willing to pay the price.
Amen.
Father, may you use us, Lord, to start something in our hearts, Lord, in the hearts of your people, Lord, that you may set us free and set the city free, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Set every believer free, Lord.
Amen.
That we may worship you freely. Amen. We commit our brethren that are not here tonight,
yes,
Lord.
Oh my God.
That, Father, as they would enter these doors
on
Saturday night, Lord, Father, the same presence
that
is here
God.
Tonight will overtake them in their hearts,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus,
that we immediately enter into one accord. That, Father, we may bring your presence down, Lord, and that you would minister once again to us, Father. We pray for your grace, Lord.
Amen.
We pray for your mercy as we go home.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, let us not leave your presence here.
Hallelujah.
But carry it with us, Lord.
Amen.
That wherever we go, your light may shine in our lives.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, until we meet again, we ask for your grace and mercy in Jesus Christ's name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God richly bless you, my precious brother. God bless you for the Holy Spirit prayer.
I'm going through.
How many are happy tonight? How many believe that he has set free? How many believe that the Lord has restored what you have lost? Go with it with faith.
Amen.
Amen. And it will be yours. I claim it myself also. In the name of Jesus Christ. God richly bless you.
Lord, I have started to walk in the light, shining on heaven, from heaven so bright. I paid the world and its full inside. I've started in Jesus and I'm going through. Oh, I'm going through. I paid the price, whatever others do. I'll take the win with the Lord's despised view. I'm going through, Jesus, I'm going through. Oh, there are many who have started in, but with the light, refuse to keep pace. Others accepted because many expect to go. I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll dip away with the Lord's despised view. I'm going through, Jesus.